Archer will say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today in the beginning of Perek Dalid, which is page 61. So remember, again, now we're in the section of Bederech Kinyas HaZihirus, the way in which we are able to acquire the Midah of Zihirus. So remember, again, the way Rav Kishtiel phrased it was, how do we acquire for ourselves the motivatsia? How do we acquire for ourselves the motivation to become Zohir individuals, to become individuals who are contemplative, introspective, thinking about life? Remember, again, you could distill all of Zihirus. I mean, if you wanted to take the entire chapter and to distill it into two sentences, what you would say is Zihirus means that a person is simultaneously contemplating two things. Number one, what is the Tov HaAmiti? What is the ultimate good for which I'm aspiring? What is the ultimate good, the Tov HaAmiti? That's the global analysis. And then the specific analysis is every single action that comes up, I ask myself again, does this particular act bring me closer to the Tov HaAmiti or further from the Tov HaAmiti? So again, that's on a very simple level. We expounded upon it on many different levels in the past chapter. But now the Shaila becomes, how does one become such a contemplative individual? So remember again, the first answer that Ramchal said, let's actually pick up, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom on 61. So the Ramchal writes, what is it that brings us or that creates within us a sense of contemplation or the ability to be a contemplative individual? Learning. When a person learns, by definition, that engenders a sense of zihirus within the individual. Kedei la'orer es ha-motivatzia le-zihirus, tzarech la'asok b'limud ha-Torah. In order to go ahead and awaken the motivation within the individual for zihirus, a person has to engage in Torah learning. Adam shelomid Torah, zedavar shema'orer etzlo es ha-motivatzia li-ozer. If a person learns, it awakens within me the desire or the motivation to become an introspective and thoughtful person. Now, what does that mean? She says, v'hine mush mahush v'hine v'hu ma'sha'amar Rabbi Pinchas b'tchila savraiso. So Ramchal says, remember again, the entire Mesilas Yesharim is based on the statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, again, spoke about life being a progression, that this leads to this, this leads to this, this leads to this. So for example, the Ramchal said, he says, Torah mivia lidei zihirus. So again, remember, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair himself writes that Torah ultimately leads to zihirus, right? That learning ultimately leads to a sense of introspection. Amnam al derech haprat, but specifically, hamevi lazeh, page 62, he who is boninus al chomer ha'avoda, asher chayiv baha adam. So we'll say, so actually, before we get into this, so the first piece that Torah leads to Zihirus, we understand this idea. Why? Because Torah reorients our thinking. You know, it's an interesting thing that there are some things in life that I don't know why they work, but they work. So for example, I know that there's gravity. Now, gravity is a little bit different because you can explain gravity. I know that there's gravity, but I don't have to understand gravity to know that gravity is a fact. So I can have absolutely no scientific knowledge, but the reality is gravity is a fact in my life. So Talmud Torah changes you. When you learn, you become a different person. You'll ask how, you'll ask why. The truth is, the why, there are many spiritual reasons, but on the most basic level, when you engage in the spirituality of Torah, it changes you. It has a cathartic effect and impact on me as an individual. So the Ramchal says, the first thing the Ramchal says is understand, when you learn, you become a different, better person. When you learn, it impacts and changes you in a positive way. So the first step, now remember, what does it mean to be a Zohar person, or to have his boninus? He's going to say, I'm a contemplative person. And Chal says, the first thing you have to do is you have to trust me when I tell you that when you learn, you become more contemplative. And the truth is, we know this to be true. When I learn, I feel different about myself. When I learn, I feel different about the world. When I learn, just my outlook on things is just dramatically different. It doesn't mean that when I learn, I have all the answers. But it definitely means that when I learn, I just become a different kind of person. A person who's a little bit more in touch with life. A person who's more in touch with the Tov HaAmiti, the ultimate good. A person who's thinking more just about what's going on. So the second thing that Amchal says, well, so after Amchal says about Torah, he says, Amnam al derech haprat ha-mevi lazeh, top of 62, who is boninus al chomer ha-avoda shechai by ha-adam. The second piece of Bosai is his boninus, a contemplation about the importance of the avoda, of the work that I have to do as an individual. Va'omek hadin aleha, and the incredible din, the incredible judgment that rests upon this. We'll explain all this in just a little bit. V'yetze lo mizeh, v'yetze lo zeh, min ha'iyun b'masim ha'ksuvim b'sifrei HaKodesh. And I will say this is a result ultimately of analysis and in-depth study of all the different things that are written in our holy works. U'min ha'limud b'ma'amari ha'chachamim zichorun b'racha, ha'ma'orim ha'zeh, and ultimately learning the ma'amarim, learning the statements of Chazal, that awaken within us the sense of contemplation. Now what does this mean? If a person delves into Tanakh, the other Sfarim HaKadoshim, im ta'ayin b'ma'amari Chazal, v'tire kama avoda yesh bohem, u'ma chomer ha'avoda v'omek hadin, tis oro l'zehiros. If a person begins to look in the words of Chazal, in the works of Chazal, and a person begins to see the chomer ha'avoda. The chomer ha'avoda, what that means, the incredible responsibility we have. You know, there's so much we have to do, and so much we have to accomplish, and so much. We'll say, you know what happens? The greatest tragedy in life is often we go ahead and we put all of our kochos into figuring out how I'm going to get through today. You know, because for many of us, just getting through the day is a challenge. Oh, simply because we have so many responsibilities, so many things we have to do, and what we end up forgetting is that there's some global mission we have in life, right? So many of us are caught up in just our business. And when I business, I mean like, what, I don't just mean what you do for a living, I mean like our personal business. Like we're so caught up in the different things about, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to do this? We forget that, and this might come as a shock, we're not put in this world to run our business. We're not put in this world to make money. We're not put in this world to drive carpool. We're not put in this world to go shopping. And we're not put in this world to go on vacation and to buy stuff. Now, those are all important details of our lives. Those are all important things. But we're each here for some greater global mission. Meaning, after 120, the Ribono Shel Olam is not going to say to us, wow, $5 million in sales. I'm impressed. Life well lived, right? That's, we do that for us because we have to live, we have to support a family, we have to go out and make a living. That's not the tachlis of life. And if that's what I show up to the Olam HaMS with, I'm in big trouble. I don't mean big trouble because God's going to punch me. I mean big trouble because that's sad. That's sad. I'll say it's the same thing. If at the end of the day, all I have is a Kosh Baruch Hu, but I raise the family. Now again, raising a family is very important. And raising a family, raising from Jewish children is a very important thing. Well, look, what my children become is their decision. But at least doing whatever I can as a parent to try to raise them in the right way, incredible thing. But if at the end of the day, all I have to show in my life is my children and my family, again, that's beautiful, it's good. What did I accomplish as me? Right? What are my accomplishments? What is it that I come to the Olam HaEmes with? So we'll say, again, all of these things, whether it's your business, or it's your kids, or it's this, or it's, those are all important. And Yerushalayim looks at all those things. But there's this Tov HaAmiti, there's this thing that I'm supposed to accomplish as an individual that is exceptionally important that I need to focus on. So the Ramchal says that if we go ahead and we look throughout the words of Tanakh, the words of Chazal, what we find ultimately is what he calls this Chomer HaAvoda. This Chomer HaAvoda. Chomer HaAvoda means that there is a destiny that each of us have. That there's something we're responsible to accomplish. Now, I'll backpedal a little bit. You know, for some of us, the destiny ultimately is to raise our family. That is, you know, the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, he said that, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Ki bi Yitzchak yikari lechazara. Yitzchak is going to be your offspring. So the Rav said something very beautiful. He said, you know, God was saying, Avram, you know, you're out there trying to save the world. By the way, just want to let you know, the world's not going to be there for you on your deathbed. And the world's not going to be there for you after you die. So you could try to save the world, but just understand, ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. You want to know your real legacy? Your real legacy is your son. Your real legacy is not everyone else. And the truth is, we know this because the Rambam writes that Avraham Avinu, he was megayer thousands of people. And what do we hear about them? What do we hear about them? Nothing. Now, again, I will say, I want to be clear. They went and they influenced their own. You know, I often say this, it's important to understand. If you look at the three major religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all of them have as a cornerstone. All of them have as a cornerstone is what? Is chesed. It's amazing. The different applications of chesed, but chesed. Why is that three major religions have as their pillar chesed? What's the answer? That's the Abrahamic influence. Because Avraham Avinu is the father of civilization. He's the father, ultimately, again, of the three major religions. So Avraham Avinu has an impact through his followers on everyone and everything. But yet, despite that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. Your legacy is going to be your son. Your legacy is going to be your child. Your legacy is not all of the other stuff. So therefore, again, what Ramchal is saying over here, everyone has a Chomer HaAvoda. Each of us has something that we're supposed to accomplish in this world. How do we figure that out? Let's just read two more lines. Two things that we need to delve into a little bit more. No Sei Rishon, Chomer HaAvoda. So the first thing we have to contemplate is the importance of our avoda. Kilomar, chashivos va'otzmas ha'achrayis, sheyesh lanu ba'avoda ha'atzmit shalanu va'aronos. So first thing is, also we have to pay incredible attention, to be very diligent and vigilant. We're trying to figure out our responsibility for our personal avoda. Shetzricha liyos lanu b'choma shekashrei lao. No sesheni. Omekadil avoda. So we'll say, so the first important thing is to understand the importance of figuring out our personal avoda. Each of us has a personal achrayis. Each of us has a personal mission. So number one is to figure out what that is. Number two, omekadin al ha'avoda. Now what does that mean? The depth of judgment for our avoda. Now what does that mean? So he says the following. Anu nira, echram chal mefarit osam ba'arichos rabo. Haderach shal ramchal lo'orer osanu, he lefarit eshnei hanosim ha'il. So the Ramchal is going to shed an incredible amount of light on these two subjects. Eschomer ha'avoda mitzadechon. So on one hand, the importance of our avoda on one level. Ve'omek hadin mitzad sheni. And the depth of the judgment on this, on the second side. Ve'haderech la'asos es zeh. He be'emtzaos hasvarim shonim l'sugim shonim shel anashim. Kasher ba'im la'orer motivatsia, tzarech la'da'as mu'ol mi'ata omeid. This is a very profound idea. What Ramchal says, so now what Ramchal's job, he feels, is to give us the motivation to be zoher, to be vigilant, diligent, introspective individuals. So the Ramchal says, there are two ways we have to do this. Number one is to ultimately highlight the importance of our personal mission and to write the din. And number two, to go ahead and highlight the omek hadin, the importance of our personal mission. So says Ramchal, and says Rav Kashtiel, Ramchal is going to go ahead and try to give us the motivation for each of these things. So kasher ba'im la'orah motivatsia, but in order to motivate someone to do something, what do you have to do? You have to know who it is that you are talking to. Right? I will say, in order to motivate someone, you have to understand your audience. Let's just do one more paragraph. We'll stop with this. Eitzel kol echad misoreres hamotivatsia b'mash rishona. So we'll say, each person awakens his motivation in a different way. Or I should say, the motivation of each person is awakened in a different way. Haramchal hu mechanech ukishetzarech lo'or anashim l'chol echad hu medaber v'tzur rishona v'lachines ha'adrach ha'shalam motivatsia hu mechalik l'shlosha sugim shal anashim. So we'll say, so we're going to see, we'll stop over here, but again, what Ramchal is going to do is he's going to show us that again, people operate in different ways and people are motivated to act in different ways. So that Ramchal is going to discuss that people fall into three different categories. And depending on which category you fall into, that will go ahead and determine the way to motivate you to go ahead and lead this Zohar life. So we'll stop over here for today. I'm leaving a little bit of a cliffhanger. We'll discuss the three categories of people in Yirtzeh Hashem. Emir Hashem tomorrow. But I will say again, so what we end off with is, number one, the need for Zahirus, that we've already established in the last chapter. This chapter is dedicated to how to ultimately motivate us to be Zahir individuals. And the Ramchal says that motivation is broken up into two parts. Motivation ultimately, or I should say, an understanding that each of us has a destiny. And number two, understanding the importance of actualizing that destiny and how failure to actualize that destiny unfortunately has negative impacts. So we'll say, we're going to see the negative impacts is not punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what motivates us. The negative impact is failure to lead a fulfilling life is in and of itself a terrible korban. It's a terrible destruction. Therefore, the Ramchal is going to say there are three categories of people, and depending on which category of people each of us falls into, the Ramchal will give us a motivational nugget that works for us. All right, we'll stop over here for today.